Well, hey there, my friend Jonathan Doyle with you. Welcome to the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. If you missed the last couple of days, we've been going deep into a book that I just finished by John Piper called Don't Waste Your Life. It's called Don't Waste Your Life because it's trying to help us realize that all other excellences, everything else we may give ourselves to, is ultimately going to pale into insignificance against the supreme magnificence of seeking to give glory to God through all dimensions of our lives. That is the big game. That is the big dance. That is the Super Bowl of Super Bowls, if you will. We are here to reflect the glory of God. That is the point. That is the game. There is a million things that happen that make up that game, but the ultimate game we're playing is not wasting our life. Not wasting our life. So many times you just see so many stories, don't you, of men and women, often very influential ones, all your Hollywood A-listers, not all of them, but many, really struggling with addictions and all sorts of problems. And it's incongruous, right? Because we think that they would be really happy and that their life would be working really well. And it's not. And I wonder if it's because, not that there's anything wrong with being an excellent actor, that's a really good thing, if it's done for what? The glory of God. To tell great stories with great acting, but we see some of these people often telling very dark stories and very twisted stories. Not all, there's many that are not, but I'm just riffing on a tangent here, but we can waste our lives. We can have temporal success. We can have success in the eyes of the world around us, but if we're not living out the purposes of God in our life, then it can lead to some very dark places. One of my younger daughters has been reading the Hunger Games series for school, and I've been progressively watching the movies with her, and they're pretty dark. Like, I haven't read the books, but the films are like pretty dystopian, pretty dark. But in the second and third movies, the actor Philip Seymour Hoffman plays one of the major characters, and I wasn't super familiar with his work. I'd seen him a bit, but my lordy glory, he is such a gifted actor, like such a gifted actor. And some of you would know, of course, that he tragically took his own life, a massive drug addiction. And yesterday we were watching the third movie, which was filmed in 2014, and I jumped on Wikipedia and looked up some details, and he took his life that year, the year that film was released. And it was a huge drug overdose involving multiple drugs, and it raises that interesting question, doesn't it? It's like, how can somebody so talented and obviously financially very well rewarded, and he had three children and he was married, and what was going on there? And my daughter was asking me questions about it, and he was Catholic too. I didn't know that until I looked up some details. He was Catholic. And I guess what I'm sharing this is, it just fascinated me. I thought, what a great tragedy that somebody with such gifts and talents was obviously struggling at such a level. And I don't want to simplify the complexities of mental health and people that end up in the situation that he did. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is the talents and gifts that are available to us, God is desperate to see us use them for his glory in ways that bring life and healing and growth to ourselves and others. So the reason I'm focusing on this book is it's had such a big impact. Let's not waste our life. Let's not waste our life. Let's look deeply into what the Lord is asking of us and into where it's taking us. So the quote that I want to share with you today from John Piper is this one, and we're now switching gears because this really jumped out at me. It's a quote, I guess the book is just relentless on evangelization and making God glorious and giving our lives to his glory. That was yesterday's episode. But towards the end of the book, he starts to talk a lot about missions. This is not something that I'm very familiar with. And that's an interesting point in itself, that he really starts to go on about foreign missions and how Christians need to be really either financially supporting or active, literally active as missionaries. And it struck me that we can write that off as a Protestant thing, as, oh yeah, they're really big on that. But it just really jumped out at me, this focus on evangelization. And could I be bold and say, with exceptions, we may have massively lost focus on that in the Western Catholic Church. So let me read you this quote from John Piper. It's very powerful. He says, "The effort to evangelize the world presents the speediest and surest methods of saving the church." The effort to evangelize the world presents the speediest and surest methods of saving the church. Let's make this really simple. The church dies when she stops evangelizing. She dies. Everybody wants to point to what's happening in the church and why, where are the young people and what's happening. Well, friends, it's actually quite simple. The minute the church loses the focus on Matthew 28, the minute she loses her focus on preaching Christ and bringing souls into relationship with Christ, the minute she does that, she begins to wither, because she just begins to wither. The vine withers. So this really struck me. Listen to it again. The effort to evangelize the world presents the speediest and surest method of saving the church. You want to see the church grow? You want to see your school flourish? Focus on evangelization. Focus on asking the Lord where He wants you to play your part. You see, I'm in a studio this morning trying to encourage any Catholic teacher in the world who is listening right now to reframe their professional life in terms of evangelization, the evangelion, bringing the gospel, bringing the news of salvation and redemption, it that is only through the name of Jesus. It is the only name, Scripture tells us, the only name given to the human person by which they may be saved. It is the only name. So that is very, for some people, that is hard for our delicate Western sensibilities to hear, that the name of Jesus is the only name by which people can be saved. So as respectful as we want to be of all other traditions and experiences and spiritualities, we preach a crucified Christ. We preach Him in season and out of season. We preach Him welcome or unwelcome, because that is the mandate that we have been given as His bride, as His church. And Catholic education, as the Vatican documents make very clear, there is absolutely zero reason for the existence of a Catholic school apart from the mission of the church. There isn't a reason. There is no reason for a Catholic school to exist outside of the mission of the Catholic Church. You know, when I'm doing seminars on this, I talk about Paul VI, who famously said in Evangelii Nuntiandi that the Catholic Church doesn't have a mission. The Catholic Church is a mission. We're not a church that had a mission tacked onto it. That's not what we are. We are a mission. And our job is to evangelize. I'm noticing more in my staff professional development that I'm, as much as I'm using the greatest thinking and minds in Christian history and great data and research, I am consistently embedding everything I say in the gospel, in the redemption of souls, because I do not want to get to the end of my race and have to front St. Peter or the Lord Himself and say, "Look, I was really fancy. I did great seminars and they were really interesting with tons of great data. And the question is going to be, did you bring souls to Christ, Jonathan? Did you help? Did you smooth the path? Did you do anything to help all the teachers that listen to you come deeper into relationship with me and with my church?" And if I can't say yes to that, friends, that is not a place that I want to be. So I'm just, the longer I live, I'm like, no, I'm going to preach Christ. I'm just going to preach Christ. That's what I'm going to do. And I hope that may become true for you. So one more time from John Piper: the effort to evangelize the world presents the speediest and surest methods of saving the church. You want to save this great, big, beautiful church? Well, it's not all on you. That's the truth. You don't have to do it alone. You have to play your part. And I think he's right that the fastest way to play your part, I think the ultimate way to play your part, is a radical reliance on Christ. And the second way is evangelization, because of your relationship with Christ. God bless you. Could you come and check out the website, jonathandoyle.co.co? You can book me to speak live. You can find out about all the consultancy work that I do, leadership formation for Catholic leaders. It's all there on the website, jonathandoyle.co. You can also find me on Instagram, jdoylespeaks. You could also do me a huge favor by just sharing this with people and getting the word out and posting these podcast episodes on your social feeds. God bless you, my friend. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. You and I are going to talk again tomorrow.